Someone whom I met when I was giving a retreat some years back told me that she'd brought to the retreat a bundle of letters that she did not know what to do with. They were love letters from a man who was not her husband. She felt she ought to do something about them, but they were, she said, her most precious treasure. And she decided that she would keep them out of her time of prayer and reflection and see what the Lord had guided her to do. And on the last night of the retreat, she came to tell me that she had set fire to them during the afternoon and dumped the ashes in a bin. And she was both tearful and also elated. "Such freedom," she said, "such peace of mind. I can't believe it." Letting go, she said, had been extremely painful, but it had been well worth it. Letting go starts, as we well know, very early in life. The young 5-year-old I heard about from his grandparents yesterday, whose family are moving to Bristol, and he is sad because he is losing his friend Tom. And in that gospel today, we see Mary, as it were, saying her first goodbye to her son. Already before this, as we know, her life had been turned upside down in saying yes to God's angel's request. She had obviously to let go of her dream of having children by Joseph. At the birth of her little boy, she had to let go of the comfort of home, having him born in a stable. On the long journey to Egypt, she had to face insecurity and loneliness, to let go of her friends and her family. And now, here in the Gospel, we see Simeon telling her that the sword must pierce her heart. Her dreams are clouded. This is her first goodbye to her son. All our lives, as I said, we have to keep on letting go. And so often, letting go is absolutely vital in order for somebody else to grow. For parents, letting go is the way that they permit their children to grow and to blossom and to find and make a life for themselves. So in every letting go, there is both pain and joy intermingled. And life under faith is also a journey of continually letting go. And the hardest part of letting go is letting go of the control of our journey. We want desperately to stay in control. But if we can learn to let go and accept and trust the hand that is guiding us, to trust that we are in safe hands, then letting go will not be a leap into the unknown, but a letting go into the loving hands of God. In her last act of letting go, Mary, at the foot of the cross on Calvary, stood bolt upright. At least, that is how all the artists for 1,000 years who depicted the crucifixion showed her, standing bolt upright. And it was only later that artists began to depict her as fainting in the arms of her friends. So we too have to try to imitate Mary in standing upright in our time of letting go. The temptation obviously is to complain, to look for pity in our letting go. And we remember what Jesus said when things began to happen that were unwelcome. He says, "When these things happen, stand erect, hold your heads high, because your liberation is close at hand." God gives each of us the strength to stand upright in our letting go and our struggles, and to respond to them standing.